Thank you, Sledge. Just to start out, Tommy Valco and I kind of like to show each other pictures that are important to us. I know he showed his grandchild this morning. Unfortunately, I wasn't here to see it. But my wife and I are expecting our first grandbaby sometime next week, so I guarantee you'll see that one here pretty soon. And I normally show you a picture out my office window. There hadn't been much of note lately happening outside, so I just decided to show you a picture of my office window. It's in the upper right-hand corner, that's it, and Kevin Baker next to me and Carlos next to him. And you can see it's a rather unexciting architecturally government building we work in. The title is Development of a Seed Cotton Reclaimer for Roller Gins. And to give you a little background, let's see, how do I go? There you go. To give you a little background, this is what the machine looks like right now. Most of you will recognize that as a impact cleaner that's used as the last stage of seed cotton cleaning over the conveyor distributor. And you also know that Carlos Armijo has been working on high-speed roller ginning of upland cottons. And one of the characteristics of a roller gin stand is that there's a certain amount of seed cotton that goes with the seed during the ginning process, and that seed cotton has to be reclaimed. So, and there are machines out there that have been developed over the years to do that. But with the high-speed roller ginning, this is what we term as carryover. Carryover of seed cotton has increased a little bit, plus the nature of ginning upland cotton on roller gins rather than Pima cotton has changed the nature of the carryover. So I started looking, we talked about this and started looking for a device that might be a little higher capacity than current machines, plus be able to handle the upland cottons. So this is what it actually looks like on the floor right now, but it got here through a development process that I want to show you. The first thing, and you'll see that there's a reclaimer section down here on the lower, this lower section. This is a reclaimer section of for reclaiming seed cotton. For those of you that don't know how an impact works, normally what would happen is the seed cotton would be dropped from the up above here. As a cleaner, seed cotton would go up this way and come out here, and then pin trash would fall out the bottom. Well, in this case, we're calling seed the trash. We want it to fall out the bottom and the seed cotton still to go this same direction. But to do that, we had to do some rather subtle changes to the impact cleaner, and I'll show you some of those. First thing we tried to do is we wanted to show it as a horizontal cleaner. This is some high-speed photography we took. This is about the first saw in line here on the bottom, the second saw, so forth. And as you can see, things are kind of messy in there. The seed cotton is being dropped right over here, but it's coming down here and is being conveyed over the saws in between the cylinders and separating. And you can see there's quite a bit of separation. Individual seeds, you can see, being dropped out. Okay, that's all well and good. And then this is underneath, a shot taken the same time underneath to see how the seed was dropping out of these saws. Let's see, well, let's go. Go for it. There we go. You can see the seed dropping down through these lower saws. But there's also some seed cotton coming down here. So at this point, we didn't have the reclaimer section active as it was being used as a horizontal cleaner. And so we decided to change it to its configuration, this configuration here, which is normal in a gin anyway, the way it's positioned. Now, I do want to, one of the things with this project is I have absolutely no numerical data. So my conclusions are unencumbered by any statistical analysis, which is a great thing. And the reason being is we have a zero tolerance. When you want to separate seed and seed cotton, you do not tolerate the two being mixed in any regard. So what we want is we want all the seed to come out down here, and we want all the seed cotton to come out here. So that's pretty easy to analyze visually what's happening there. I also might give you, before I get into a little any further, some statistics on some of the setup of the machine. This is a 10-inch diameter gin saw that's operating about at 165 RPM. Whoops, didn't want to do that. These lower cylinders, which are also called saws, are operating around 330. These beater cylinders about 486. These are approximately 12 inch diameter, and these are approximately 11 inch diameter cylinders, pinpoint to pinpoint. Now, Now here inclined at a 45 degree angle, here is some high speed video of this lower reclaimer section with the seed cotton being fed in. Let's see. And what you'll notice here, several things I want to point out as this is being played. Seed cotton is being dropped right in this area, coming down here. There's quite a little bit, and this is set up more or less as the machine was originally, as far as any baffles and those kind of divisions within the machine. There's seed cotton dropping. Oops, this thing's real sensitive. Seed cotton dropping down through here, but you also know there's quite a bit of traffic jam down here in this area. Actually, a little too much. You can see seed coming around here as this is played, and being picked up by this brush and brought all the way back here and brought back in, which is just unacceptable. There's too much movement around of seed in there. Seed damage is likely occurring, and that kind of thing. So from these high-speed photos, we could say, okay, we're going to have to change the setup from what it is. You can see over here that there's pretty good seed separation coming down into this area. And I have to say, in visualizing, and you can see the seed dropping out here at the bottom, in looking at the seed pile and seed cotton on both ends, this machine, even at this rate it was working, was doing a pretty darn good job of what we wanted it to do. However, there's still a certain percentage of seed that was going all the way out the end with the seed cotton. And we blamed it on this traffic jam that you see down here at the bottom. And a little close-up of this doffing brush to give you a little better view of kind of some of the things that were going on. And from this, then we made some significant changes, subtle changes, to the internal parts of the machine. Centered around this area right in here, and I'll show you that here in a second. But you can kind of see another thing that happens is that the seed is coming up here, hitting this cylinder, coming back here, quite a little bit going on, too much coming through here, and too much going underneath this baffle right here and going around rather than being picked up by the brush. So these are some of the things that we wanted to rectify. So you'll notice we made quite a bit of change in this area right here. This is a much different shape of a separator and a control sheet metal than was before. This is this pointer keeps going away. Come back. There it is. This is much flatter. This is much closer. We've changed these angles in here to control the flow, and we changed this cutoff. Now, unfortunately, I don't have any high-speed photography of the change, but you can see visually that traffic jam had gone away. Rick Beiler had actually borrowed the high-speed camera, and he wouldn't give it back, so I didn't get to take pictures. But anyway, another area that we have, I might say, too, one of the section here underneath this 10-inch saw, you can see there's a grid section here. This is where the seed comes out. And kind of nominally an original equipment, about a quarter inch to 3/8 inch opening of seed, which for the seed, which we thought was plenty big enough. In fact, here's some high-speed photography taken. Whoops, come back. Taken of the original grid section. And what you notice here is, which I was surprised at, is that there's seed coming out here, but there's a lot of seed that is just bouncing right over these grid bars going on up. Plenty of room for it to come out, but it won't do it. And so it has a lot of energy. We tried slowing down the saw section, the first thing we tried. That was not a good move. It did a much worse job. So then the next thing we did is we opened up this grid section even wider. And we got this is approximately a half inch opening from a quarter. And that works pretty well. Visually, you can see that the seed is all dropping out in this lower section. Very little is being carried around, and so we're pretty happy with that. Now, the next thing we did was we were getting very good seed separation. A lot of Most all seed was coming out here at the bottom, no seed cotton, very little seed cotton dropping out the bottom. But we were still getting quite a bit of seed going, or some seed going up and out the other end. So we started messing around with, or adjusting, I should say, the openings of these saws. The first five saws, we ended up with a 5/8 inch opening, and these last two here, we went to a 3/4 inch opening to try to, we thought the theory was that there just wasn't enough room for the seed to drop out. So we wanted to change that. So, and here's the 3/4 inch opening on the last saw. So you can see that's a very wide separation. There ought to be plenty of room for the seed to come out, seed cotton to come over. There shouldn't be any mixing. Okay, here's here is the latest high speed. Rick gave me the camera back so I could take some pictures. And here's the, we took this about a month ago, I guess now, before Christmas break. You can see that the seed cotton's coming out very well. Even some that's lost down here on the end goes back down, is reclaimed, put back into the process, and eventually comes out. But you can also see there are some individual seeds coming out here, different places. I could have used a number, but it's way less than 1% is coming out this end. But nevertheless, with zero tolerance, we don't want to lose that seed. One of the things I thought that might be happening is when we widened these saws, we used a chop saw and just used square tubing for the spacers rather than the round tubing that's normally there. I thought, well, this square tubing is just batting it out. So to look at that, here's an end view of the last saw, and I wanted to see if that was true. And I have looked at this several times, and I haven't seen a single seed hitting this square tubing. But what it's doing is it's coming out, just flying out through here over the tops of these saws. A little bit maybe is being carried out with seed cotton, but it's very good separation here. And so where we are now, even though there's way less than 1% seed being lost, I'm not satisfied with that. So the last step I want to do is we're going to break apart the drive of these last four cylinders. I think what's happening is that there's just saws are turning fast enough, imparting enough energy to the seed that it's just batting it completely on out. So we're going to slow these last four saws down so that less energy goes into the seed. We're also going to put a baffle up here, cut off right about in here, so that any seed that comes out in this area will come back down. And I think that'll then pretty well, I'm hoping, cotton always surprises me, but I'm thinking that'll pretty well get the machine to where we'll try it on a continuous online basis. What I wanted to show you. This is the view out of the other side of my office, just current, some modules sitting on the yard that we'll be ginning here in January. But I also want to acknowledge Ernest Herrera. He's the ginner, and he's really the artisan behind making all these changes. He's an excellent welder. Ty Lightfoot, a technician, that Derek Whitelock, who did the photography for me, and Mark Trujillo, the machinist. So without these guys, I couldn't have done this. So that's my presentation. If anybody has any questions, so I try to answer them. Otherwise, thank you very much.